You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. Now, the Spirit expressly says that in later times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. This is a very serious warning, a very serious prophecy. And the Bible says the Spirit expressed it. It says the Spirit expressly says it. Expressly. Now, this passage is not a passage about unbeliever. It's a passage, it's a prophecy about those who profess Jesus Christ. And it says that in later times, they will depart from the faith. It means they were once in the faith. You know, there are false preachers today saying that people can never depart from the faith. I don't understand what Bible they read. The scripture says some people will depart from the faith. You can't depart from what you are not part of. Many will depart from the faith, but how and why? That's where I want us to pay attention. He said, giving heed to deceiving spirit. King James used the word seducing spirits. It's a spiritual matter. You will not see it. And what? Doctrines of demons. Look at two issues there. Seducing spirit, which means that it is spirit that will be convincing them. Some people no longer believe in Jesus today. Some people no longer even believe in the Bible today. Because when you see a preacher, if we read a Bible passage, that Bible passage does not agree with his own doctrine. He will say, no, the author of the Bible, they are not supposed to write this one. When you do that for several scriptures, what do you want people to believe? How do you want somebody to pick Bible and believe and have faith in the scripture? When everything in the Bible, you have condemned it. You said, no, they didn't know this. No, they didn't. You that you were born in 1960, you are not the one telling that everything they wrote in scripture, this one has fault. No, this one, the Greek is this. The Aramaic is this. The Hebrew word is this. Is this. Is that. Do you know that these are the workings of seductive spirit, seducing spirit, or deceiving spirit? Convincing people quietly in their heart. Then that is doctrines of demons. Doctrines of demons. Why do you think the Bible call it doctrine? Because they are going to come as if they are from the Bible. The kind of message that Satan preached to Jesus in the wilderness. He opened the Bible passage and said, the Lord said this concerning you. And he was quoting the Bible correctly, but he was quoting the Bible out of context. And that's what you are seeing today. So people are listening. And do you know whom this is affecting the most? Preachers. Because they are the gateway to the people. So a lot of preachers today are coming up with very strange doctrines. They are doctrines of demons, but they are calling it revelation. So you see some of them condemning even the apostle that, oh, this apostle, he didn't know what he was saying here. Oh, this apostle, his writings are faulty. So you will see somebody that was born in 1980. Faulting the writings of Paul, faulting the writings of Peter, doctrines of demons. Many churches today have been founded on doctrines of demons without the people even knowing. When you see a church where it's all about killing witches, it's all about killing enemy, you think that's the church of Jesus. When you see a church that people have to be identified by some form of clothing, some form of things they will have on themselves, apart from Jesus, is a doctrine of demon. Where did that man of God hear it? That the people that are here, that comes to hear the word of God from him, must wear apron. Where did he see it? And many things there. They can carry a stick up and ask you to pray to it. They had something, but it was from demons. I pray God will give you understanding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.